There's no rain in her clouds, no gray in her shadows. Maud Lewis's small paintings are bright with sunshine and filled with blue skies, crystal snow, calm waters. They're pictures of joy. It's folk art, no formal training.
Often with a very cheeky sense of humor.
Shannon Parker is curator at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, Halifax. There are 55 Mauds in their permanent collection. Why do you have that many? Do you have them because she's local or because she's good?
I'd say both. She's a local artist who, if we didn't collect them, especially in the beginning, nobody else would have.
The gallery also has Maud and Everett's house. After they died, the province of Nova Scotia bought the pint-sized house and gave it to the gallery. Money was raised to restore it, and in 1998, the house was moved right in. In her final years, Maud told the CBC she rarely left home.
Ain't much for travel anyway.
Contented right here in my chair, she said.
Now that I've got a brush in front of me, I'm all right.
Inside, surrounded by walls, bread boxes, cookie sheets, a stove she'd covered with cheery painted butterflies and tulips and swans. Canvas was too expensive and hard to get. Maud also brushed her house paint onto beaver boards and masonite, all original from her imagination.
Well, I've never seen many paintings from other artists, you know.
Hadn't seen other artists' work. She saw what she saw. Lots of animals, cows, horses, cats.
Oxen with their brilliantly lashed eyes.
With her gnarled hands, Maud Lewis started out painting 25-cent Christmas cards with her mother. Then came landscapes on the boards.
And that she charged originally $2 and eventually up to about $5. She was very hesitant to ask for more money.
Now they sell for anything from $8,500 to $20,000. She became known in the late 1960s. Passing tourists saw her sign, paintings for sale. There was a magazine article, then the CBC interview. Eventually, she couldn't keep up with the demand. She sold her pictures wet. Curator Shannon Parker thinks Maud's popularity, her story, is a work of slow magic.
They didn't have a lot of money. They had no running water. They had no electricity. There was a very limited what she was able to do with her life, and yet her artwork was what she wanted to do, and it's something she was able to do and touched so many other people. That's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.